Jerry Bader Show. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is full speed ahead on the money that Scott Walker, you can call it a tax cut, tax refund, whatever you want, that Scott Walker wants to give back to you because of a $1 billion surplus that Wisconsin has. The Assembly pushing full steam ahead. This has angered Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. He's upset that Assembly is going to eschew negotiations with the Senate and go ahead and just basically pass the proposed tax cuts, refund, whatever you want to call it, that Scott Walker has proposed. It's not appropriate, and it's not the way we operate the legislature, Fitzgerald told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. What's happening is Senate President Mike Ellis is being a troublemaker again. And there's a group of Republicans who would follow Mike Ellis over a cliff. And they have all different plans for this money. Here's what it comes down to. They argue that getting this money back is not a priority with you. That what they're hearing is, while people aren't clamoring to get this tax money back, I think I would go so as far as to say that's a lie. I think the type of people who listen to this show are very much interested in getting that money back. So I want your opinion. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, and I want your voice to be heard. If you agree with Governor Scott Walker and you think this money should be given back to you, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, or do you agree with this Mike Ellis-led gang of Republicans in the state Senate that Wisconsinites aren't interested in getting this money back? By the way, there are four state senators in the listening area of this show that are key. Rob Coles, Ellis, Joe Leibum in Sheboygan, Jerry Petrosky in the Wausau area, central Wisconsin. We're going to be giving out all of their phone numbers in later, probably after 9:30. We'll be doing that. Jason's taking a lot of calls off the air. For whatever reason, people don't. Why would people be shy in coming on the air about this? That's rather strange. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I want to give you the opportunity to tell Republicans, mostly Mike Ellis of NINA and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, to stop screwing around and do what the Assembly is doing and pass this. He's all hacked off that the Assembly is just moving full steam ahead. I applaud Robin Voss for doing that. James in Stratford. James, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, earlier this morning, good morning, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Earlier this morning, I called Senator Petrosky's office when I heard they were going to have a vote on that and there wasn't enough votes. And his rep just kept telling me, well, we haven't seen a bill yet. And I asked him, "Why? What do you mean you haven't seen a bill?" And he said, well, we haven't seen the bill. I said, well, it's been out for a couple of weeks, what the governor wants. And finally asked me, well, do you support it? And I said, hell yeah. And then that was it. But, what? I mean, apparently Petrosky's not on board.
Okay, what does he mean he hasn't seen a bill? What the Assembly is moving forward with is what Governor Walker proposed as proposed. James,
that's
the Senate.
What I told him.
Yeah, you damn right. The Senate can do exactly the same thing. Keep on the pressure, and thanks for calling, James.
Okay.
To Ann from Green Bay. Ann, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry, I've actually changed my position on this. Several months ago, I called in my senators, Rob Coles, and I said, you know, the money is not going to affect me very much. Go ahead, and I think you should keep it and use it for all these other things that are happening, you know, roads, education. But now, since they've dragged their feet so long, I've changed my position. I think they should give it back to us because the opposition is going to use this. See what the Republicans have done? Now they told you they were going to give you your money back, and now they're not, and now they're fighting about where it needs to be used within the state. So I think that Senator Ellis is wrong because he's making this, an issue for the opposition where they can use that against us.
That's actually, Ann, an excellent point. Thanks a lot for calling. And I am just, it is utterly puzzling to me that Ellis, Coles, and others in the state Senate think this would somehow be unpopular. The other argument would be that they think it's bad policy. How can they call themselves? Now, let me say this. I'm not going to demonize them here, because you can make the argument that it's a conservative position to use the money to deal with any structural deficit that may come. I, however, agree with Scott Walker on this, that the way you're seeing these things trend, the surplus shows us that that's going to be self-correcting because of the governor's policies. It already has been. But, any Republican who wants to spend the money on something else should be chastised and should be held accountable. Gary in Wausau. Gary, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry. This is that guy in that TV commercial with the lawnmower in the rearview mirror saying, "I want my money." So I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. To Dean in Kokona. Dean, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I believe you should get the money back to the people who earned it. I think they're going to spend it more efficiently. The economy will grow even more, and they'll have even more money in the state coffers. And I hate to say it, guys like Mike Ellis, Bob Coles, they get to become big government people because they've been there so long. I mean, I hate to say it, they don't want to part with it. They love spending it just like the Democrats do, and that's what this is all about. They want to have their hands on that money. It's always been that way with Republicans or Democrats. The longer they're in, the less they want to give back.
I think there's truth to that, Dean. I'm not going to dispute that for a moment. The other thing I'm going to throw in is egos. Mike Ellis does like to be the de facto leader of the state Senate. And because he's able to get people to follow him, he has accomplished that. I'm going to put a lot of criticism on Scott Fitzgerald here for not keeping his caucus in order. And his response instead is, well, the assembly should negotiate with us. My God, you would think he was talking to a Democratic assembly speaker. Gary Dean Pulaski is a former state senator. Am I right or wrong or putting a lot of this on Scott Fitzgerald?
Boy, that's a tough one because the way the caucus is right now, we know, I told you before, Jerry, Republican majority, conservative majority, no.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to always remember. And politically, remember this. This sounds funny as I'll get out, and the Republican Assembly is smart at this. Politically, you get no credit for paying down the structural deficit. You ask 99 people on the street what the structural deficit is, and you get the deer in the headlights look.
Well, that's actually a good point to suggest that most of the public would prefer that as obscene because they don't. You're right, they don't know. But, Gary, you've been in the state Senate. The argument that this is not a priority with the public to get this money back, particularly property tax relief.
Well, that's a bit screwy. I told you before, Jerry, the sooner you get those cherries off of the tree, the less the temptation is.
Yes.
You know, you got to get rid of the money. But what's really funny, though, about this, we used to take policy items out of the budget and work with them individually. This is a strictly fiscal item out of the budget. So now this is crossing into a new territory of method of operation here.
Those are all great points, Gary. Thanks for the call. Jack on the road. Jack, go ahead.
Jay, my question is to Mr. Mike Ellis is, what does he want us to do, all clamber around the Capitol and storm the Capitol and do all kinds of crazy things to the Capitol to show that what we want is, I mean, that's what the other side always does.
Boy, is that an outstanding point. So, yeah, so should this be the conservatives' Act 10 moment? Should this be our moment where we storm Madison and let Mike Ellis, thanks for the call, Jack. That is food for thought. After 9:30, we're going to give out the phone numbers for the four state senators that in this listening area that most directly impact the parts of Wisconsin that this show reaches. It's 9:30.
Jerry Bader Show.